The Trouble of Flowers and Jedi, written by Marbled Polecat and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Femur/Heavy. "Hello, little one," Femur says as he crouches down next to a small child who is braiding together flowers. "May I join you?" Looking up from her focus, the child blinks at him for a moment and then grins from ear to ear as she recognizes Femur, his bright blonde hair reflecting in the sunlight. His skin is lightly tanned from spending so much time outdoors, and Heavy thinks it suits him. He looks more relaxed, less haggard than months ago. Tearing his eyes from his general, Heavy focuses back on the child, who is babbling at full speed. It's in a language that Heavy does not know, but he presumes that Femur does, based on the way his head is bobbing up and down along with her words. The 404th Battalion, locally referred to as the Rehab Battalion, has been on Kajim for a little over a standard week. The war may be over, but they are here to help stabilize governments, restore infrastructure, and deter any pirates. The latter has been the hardest part of the assignment. Sure, General, Master, Kenobi, has made a sort of parlay with the notorious Hondo Onaka, but other groups have taken up the pirate captain's place and started to pick on the weak and recovering planets and regions. Which is why they are here. One of the previously mentioned groups, run by a slimy human named Jimbo, has been riling up the locals by stealing livestock, setting fires to homes, and just causing general pandemonium. Heavy, Femur, and the rest of their men have been investigating, but it looks like the tip they got from Droidbait and his Spec Ops group hasn't grown any proverbial fruit yet. They still have no idea where the group's base is and why they're targeting this planet. They pretty much know nothing. It's frustrating, to say the least. Right now, Heavy is serving as, well, he's not really meant to be doing anything, but he is keeping a lookout while his general bonds with the locals. The problem is that Femur is exceedingly distracting. Heavy keeps looking over, watching the little girl wind flowers together, getting lost in the sweet way Femur smiles and how the creases at the corners of his eyes are more pronounced when he does. It's distracting, and he will have to have yet another talk with him about keeping their working time professional. It didn't work last time or the three times before that, but Heavy has to at least say he tried, because Rex will undoubtedly ask. "Heavy, join us. Sarni wants to make you a flower crown too, and I think she wants to decorate." Blinking slowly and taking a deep breath that he lets out in a huff, Heavy traipses over to where the two are sitting, folding himself onto the ground carefully. He's been pinched too often to not. Clone armor is better than it was at the beginning of the war, but now that it's over, well, it still needs some improvements. "Sir, what exactly—" "Here," he says, pushing the basket of small flowers toward Heavy's gloved hands. He sits there, awkwardly, braided grass basket in hands, and just waits. Tubies and cadets are not Heavy's strong suit. He knows Femur, knows he loves children, and will take any opportunity to speak with them and bring a little joy into their lives. He gets it, he appreciates it, and can see the affection in their eyes, but he just can't seem to figure out how not to feel uneasy and out of his depth with them. Rex was certainly not a shining model in that regard, especially after Salukami. He is getting better. Heavy is not. Gently holding the basket between his knees, Heavy takes off his gloves, using his teeth to tug the material off of his calloused fingers. He tries to pick up one of the small buds as delicately as he can. "Oh, that's a pretty one," Femur says, leaning over and sticking his nose over the flower and sniffing. As his general, as Femur, they are technically on duty, but also not in combat. Heavy tries to keep it straight in his head, but the man is just so alluring. He knows it too, judging by the look he flashes Heavy as he pulls away, blue eyes glinting in the light. Mischief oozes from him in near palpable waves. "So how?" he says, and trails off before rallying himself. He can do this. He can interact with a small child and not feel like he's going to suddenly implode from Darjeti lightning. "How do I make a bracelet?" "Good. He did it. Just treat her like a tiny adult, right? The little girl babbles in that language that Heavy still hasn't miraculously learned in the last 5 minutes, but Femur nods along with her and then speaks to her in her own language. Heavy is absolutely lost. Usually, he can pick up nonverbal cues, but not when he's this off-kilter. Thankfully, Femur saves him. She says that you need to poke a small hole in the stem of one flower, just behind the petals. The little girl holds up her own flower, pointing at where she puts the hole and then poking it through with a very thin stick, which on closer inspection, Heavy can see is a thorn. Now you need to do a couple more, and then... Femur pauses to let the little girl's nimble fingers dance over the stems and delicate flowers. Braid them together. You do that until you have enough to go around your wrist. Nodding along with the general's words and watching closely at the little girl's hands, Heavy feels like he gets it. It's a simple plate of sorts that you keep adding to as you go. Thanks for translating, sir. I think I get it. Heavy nods and pulls a few more flowers from the basket before looking around for his own thorn. The little girl hands him her own, a big gap-toothed smile stretching across her face as she does. Nodding, Heavy thanks her and begins his work. As he works, Heavy is so engrossed in his project that he doesn't notice that the girl has begun her own decorating of Femur. Finally looking up as he threads the last pieces together, Heavy is greeted by a toothy grin and a bunch of tiny flowers sticking out around it, embedded in Femur's beard. Blinking twice, Heavy has to look away before his cheeks color because the man looks adorable. It's entirely intentional, and Heavy doubles down on his will to talk to the man about this, but later. For now, he deflates. Femur and the little girl just look too happy to rain on their little party. Instead of putting the flower bracelet on, Heavy gently places it on the girl's head. It fits perfectly, and she grins at him and babbles again. Femur again translates, and Heavy manages to recognize a few words. It's slow, but it's progress. Just as Heavy is about to make another bracelet, he is met with the full weight of his general as Femur tackles him the rest of the way to the ground. Femur is pinning him to the ground as the blaster shot whizzes by where Heavy's head had just been, and his arm is out, flipping up a piece of debris to shield the little girl as she runs to her nearby house, flowers forgotten. "Direction, sir," Heavy says, blaster out the second he heard the shot. This may not be the war, but Heavy is still as sharp as ever. You can take the clone out of the war, but you can't take away carefully honed instincts. Up on the hill, I think we've finally found where the entrance to their little hideout is, Femur says, as he helps Heavy up, one side of his lightsaber igniting as they run for a small alcove in the wall. "DB, we've got the location," Heavy says into his vambrace, once they get into cover. It's a cramped alcove, and Femur and Heavy are back to back. It's northeast of my current location and about 500 meters in elevation.
"Already on it, Heavy. We heard the shot from here. Echo and Fives are heading up the back of the mountain, and Cut Up is sending out a recon droid to see if we can get an exact number."
"Good work, DB. Draw their attention if you can. The General and I are pinned down."
"On it. One Heavy special coming up,"
DB chirps over the comm, and Heavy rolls his eyes. He loves his Vare, but he hopes one of these days they will stop teasing him over Rishi Station. Before Heavy can ask when, he sees a not-insignificant fireball erupt from an adjacent mountain rise, and he smiles. His Vare are the best. Bravo Squad can suck on a rotten sarlacc tongue. "Ready, Heavy?" Femur asks, and Heavy finally spares a glance at Femur. The flowers are mostly in his beard, and he is still smiling like a dequit even after nearly being shot. Kark, how he loves the man. Heavy can't help but reach up and tuck one flower safely back into the nest of hair. "I'm always ready, but do you need to take a minute to handle your..." He gestures at Femur's face. "What, you don't like my new accessories?" "I'd like them more if they didn't get a shot at," Heavy grumbles and rolls his eyes again. "Shall we?" Femur says, and steps out, swirling his lightsaber and igniting the other end. Heavy nods. They have a job to do, even if Heavy wants more than anything to press Femur back into their little hidey hole and kiss the breath out of him. "After you," Heavy says, and darts after the sprinting figure of his general, his lover, his Femur. The end.